your phone, your number, and even your network when you switch.
Straight Talk Wireless. Best phones, best networks, half the cost.
On a Wednesday, we welcome you at 4 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock. Jim Klass taking it through the 3 o'clock hour here on KGYM. Lots to get to. We're going to have our final caddy smack on the Jim Klass. That'll be coming up in the back two-thirds of the program today. We'll kick around some Olympic talk and some Iowa football talk as well. We will do that here in the first part of the program here today. Another Dr. Pepper prize pack to give away today as well. Thanks to Steve Carter, everybody down the hill, the Dr. Pepper, for helping us out with that. A lot of Dr. Pepper went out over the lunch hour mark at Lunchbox Heroes.
Very popular.
Yeah. In fact, we got it just made it. Yeah. The regular and the Diet Dr. Pepper just made it. I think the last person through took the last Diet Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, we were downtown at CRST, part of Lunchbox Heroes, Tyler and Todd. You and I and Alex and
cast of thousands.
Many representatives of both KGYM and KZIA pulled it off. 120 workers able to feed them, give away some prizes, thank them for the progress. And I think we know as much about that site as the superintendent does.
I think
we've been there several times over the last couple of years, haven't we?
We've seen it progress. We were in the lower parking area. That looks great. The whole thing looks great. And from where we started spring of 2015 to where we are now going into the fall of 2016, remarkable progress. And it was great to meet all the workers down there again today. And it was the final stop of the season, and what a great year it was. And thanks to all our great sponsors, led by Built by Pros, Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust, Mediacom, McGrath Power Sports, Chick-fil-A, Lindale and Coralville, Dr. Pepper, of course, we mentioned, Acme Tools, Keeks Career Apparel, 7G Distributing, Star Equipment, and Airgas. Thank you very much for making it a very successful 2016 summer.
Indeed. Also coming up on the show, Mike Knox, representing the Cedar Rapids Softball Hall of Fame. He's going to be joining us in less than 10 minutes here to talk about all the big festivities this weekend out at Ellis Park. And look forward to talking to Mike about that.
Yeah, that'll be coming up, and we will talk with Mike in just a little bit. Looking forward to that. That ought to be a lot of fun, and we'll have Caddy Smack, as we mentioned. Twins baseball coming up tonight as they will go for two in a row. Their first win last night ever at the TED. At Turner Field. They were 0-6. I learned that last night on the way home as the Twins got the win last night. We'll join up with the broadcast at 7 o'clock tonight. That will be on 107.5 FM. One of my favorite days of the year, and it's not because it's the last day of Caddy Smack, as Rick walks into the studio. Nothing to do with that. Not that Mike's here as well. We will talk with him. By the way, on Caddy Smack today, Stephen Iam is going to be our guest. We'll talk with him. He was in the John Deere Classic last week and endured many rain delays. He's going to be playing in the Iowa Open coming up, along with our friend Brian Haas. They're over there getting ready for that. That starts up on Friday. Some pro-ams coming up tomorrow, so we will talk with him about that. But it's one of my favorite days, Mark, because it is Big Ten Network Day in Iowa City. And that's when everybody, through television, through video, through whatever means that you choose, tries their best to do their best 007 impression and try to sneak in and spy and see exactly what they can find out. And you know, more power to them. That's what, you know, when you're on the beat like that, you were on it before. If this opportunity arose, you'd be doing the same thing. Chad Lystico, Mark Morehouse, people like that. Rob Howe, we're going to talk to on Friday. They're all looking in. They're trying to stare and see in the background who's playing, who's not playing. There are a few injuries going around the Iowa football camp right now, and some youngsters are stepping in.
Yeah, as reporters, you don't get very many opportunities to view an Iowa practice or part of it. There's a video out there today of Vine of Desmond King lighting up Derek Mitchell Jr. on a run on the corner. And Dave Revson, head of that great team at the Big Ten Network, I know he noticed that and tweeted that out as well. But Big Ten Network does such a great job at every stop, and I'm not sure when that will air. But
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock today. Okay. So you can catch that if you so choose. It'll be good.
But listen to the APC as well.
Yeah.
We want you to do that and listen to our program here in KGYM as well. But talk about the offensive line a little bit. Lucas Legrand, the redshirt freshman or sophomore from Dubuque Senior, was in with the number ones. James Daniels not in there. Sean Welsh not in there right now due to injuries as well. Keegan Render played a lot of guard today, according to some of the tweets out there from some of the people that are the beat writers for the Hawkeyes. As you well imagine, Dave Revson, Jerry DiNardo, Howard Griffith, everybody had glowing things to say. They haven't had really some bad things to say about any stop so far, as far as the, you know, their cavalcade running through the Big Ten. So you expect glowing things to be said.
Well, yeah, it's that time of year, and the comments from the Big Ten Network that I saw was that this Iowa team looks much like last year's team. And I don't think anybody on that panel, anybody on this panel at KGYM, anybody anywhere, had the Hawkeyes going 12-0. Everything aligned. They got some breaks along the way, made their own breaks. But I think the Big Ten Network and others recognize that there's some really talented players on this team. And a little more than 2 weeks before the kickoff, and it sounds like some guys need to get mended.
Especially the tight end spot. You had two true freshmen in there at the tight end position that were getting a lot of reps right now. And not to say that's a bad thing or anything like
that. They're going to need depth there.
They're going to need depth, yeah. And, of course, the Tyler Wiegers was in with the second string as the quarterback, and Jolly was in there as the running back. So I know we've seen, especially at Kids Day last Saturday, a couple of the freshmen running back. Tokes was in there. Getting a lot of reps, but not quite as much today. Not quite as much today.
Tight end's been very important position for the Iowa Hawkeyes traditionally. A lot of two tight end, three tight end sets in certain situations. And as I said, there's going to need to be some depth there. And yeah, a couple of young freshmen running backs getting an opportunity. Linebacker possibly play as a true freshman.
Yeah, so. Monty Jones, who a lot of people like. Devontae Young is another. Those are probably the two freshmen so far that have been mentioned the most.
Young, a wide receiver.
The Young, who's running with the twos, did some running with the ones over the weekend at the Kids' Day scrimmage. So you got it. What's Kirk Ferentz's favorite saying? Next guy in.
Absolutely.
And that's what I was doing right now with a few little nagging injuries that they've had early in the year so far. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Everyone doing their James Bond 007 impressions today.
Speaking of that, there's a little investigation going on in Brazil. And subject of our poll question today, KGYMradio.com. If you haven't paid any attention, there's some question in Brazil as to whether Ryan Lochte and his three swimming teammates actually got robbed in Brazil. The question at KGYMradio.com was U.S. swimmer Ryan Lochte robbed in Rio?
Not yes of a or medal no. or anything like that. Was he actually robbed?
Well, there's some conflicting reports. Brazilian authorities wanted him to stay in Rio and found out that he's already back in the United States. So how this thing plays out, I don't know. There's conflicting times as to when they got back in the Olympic Village from a party that a Brazilian a swimmer was throwing.
What?
Kind of like a 3-hour discrepancy.
What?
And the swimmers told slightly different stories. Not that I trust the Brazilian government and authorities very far, but it's an interesting story. Go out there and read it.
Yeah. What intrigued me last night, and we talked about it yesterday a little bit, was the beach volleyball semifinal. Kerry Walsh Jennings and April Ross going up against the I know they mentioned, and I agree with them totally, the two Brazilian teams are 1-2 in the world. The number one team fell to the Germans yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
This was their B team, which is number two rated in the world, and they knocked off Walsh Jennings and April Ross last night late. Two very good sets.
I stay up for it.
It was great. It was great volleyball.
Great action.
Yeah.
And the other thing I took away from yesterday, I took in some women's basketball, and I'm telling you what, anybody could coach that team. Gina Auriemma doesn't need to be there, I don't think, too badly. I mean, that's a who's who of women's basketball. I just
They just turned it on in that second half.
It was a two-point game late in the second quarter.
And then they just went, okay, enough, and we're going to win by 60 now.
And they did.
And they did.
Yeah.
So they turned things around. It's going to be Walsh, Jennings, and Ross might not medal because they have to play the number one seeded team and the world number one team in their backyard. And that was just a raucous crowd last night. Made up for track because there was about a third full at the track and field venue last night. I think everybody was at beach volleyball, whether you were a Brazilian rooter or an American rooter.
U.S. women's beach volleyball didn't get robbed.
No,
they just got beat.
They just got beat. They just got beat. They didn't play good
enough
to win.
But did Ryan Lochte get robbed?
That's our question. 14 past 3. We're going to take a quick break, come back. We're going to talk about Cedar Rapids Hall of Fame softball weekend coming up. We'll do that when we return. We got Caddy Smack on the gym class as well coming up for you in just a little bit. Stay with us. More to come. It is the Wednesday edition of the gym class, 14 past the hour of 3. Scott and Mark, Alex Kuhn with you here on KGYM.
You're a driver because climbing somebody's corporate ladder isn't for you. The only drawback behind the wheel is being gone so much. ABC Supply in Cedar Rapids wants to bring you back home. When you drive for ABC Supply, you'll sleep in your own bed every night. ABC Supply is hiring right now for a limited number of these year-round driving positions. So apply today at abcsupply.com. Drive for ABC Supply in Cedar Rapids and be home every night. Apply at abcsupply.com.
Rosillo and Cannell here. We recently learned an interesting fact. Did you know that today's smaller engines are under so much pressure that it's like five cars resting on a space the size of a stiletto heel?
A thin layer of oil is the only thing that stops metal-to-metal contact. Fortunately, Castrol Edge is made with fluid titanium technology to maximize performance.
It's three times stronger against viscosity breakdown than Mobil 1 in the Kurt Orban test, a standard industry shear stability test. Castrol Edge, titanium strong for maximum engine performance.
Nestled among eastern Iowa's rolling hills, the Amana Colonies Golf Club winds its way serenely along 18 holes. And from each one, the view is striking. These spectacular surroundings, along with fantastic new clubhouse and golf carts, add to the enjoyment of the game. Have the perfect golf experience at Amana Colonies Golf Club. New ownership, new management, same great course. In Middle Amana, Iowa, amanagolf.com.
At KGYM Radio on Twitter, Dukes and Unash, the gym class on KGYM.
16 past the hour 3, back with you here on KGYM. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. We'll get to Caddy Smack coming up here in just a little bit. Got your bottom of the hour Sports Center coming up as well. And we're going to talk to Stephen Iam coming up, who's getting ready for the Iowa Open, played in the John Deere Classic. Former Hawkeye golfer, we'll do that. Might even get a word with Amy Iam as well, because we are told that she is caddying for Steven over at Lake Panorama.
Both
this week.
Trying to make their own way on the men's and women's circuits, so it's quite a pair that they represent.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as everyone that listens to the program knows, we have several loves: golf, bowling, but also baseball/softball.
Indeed.
Which leads us right to our next guest.
Well, Mr. President is here. Mike Knox, president of the Cedar Rapids Softball Hall of Fame, longtime friend. And always glad to have Mike in studio talking about what's really a big weekend coming up, isn't it, Mike?
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it. Yeah, we got a fun-filled weekend and hoping the rain stays away, but we got a lot of things going on this weekend. We got an 18 tournament, round robin on Saturday. That'll begin at 10 o'clock in the morning. They will play round robin softball throughout the day. Be fun to come out there, bring the family out there, watch some good 16-inch softball being played. Later on in the day, we will have an exhibition fast pitch game, All-Stars.
Ooh.
This was put together. This should be a lot of fun. Kind of bring back fast pitch softball, how it used to be back in the days here in
Bosch.
Cedar Rapids. If Mr. Bosch will be around. Absolutely.
Is he throwing?
He will be. I don't know if he'll be throwing. Over the last couple of years, he's partaking a pitch or two every now and then. But nice. We'll see what he does. We'll see if we can talk him into going out there or maybe just base coach or something.
Nice.
It should be fun.
Yeah.
That will be good. And that will bring back a lot of memories of people going out to Ellis Park.
That's the big thing right now. Trying to get back to the family oriented and get people back out at the ballpark and have some fun. We will have a live entertainment later that night with Jeb Bruner playing out there Saturday night. And then Sunday, we will come right back, and the tournament will conclude Sunday morning at 8:30 in the morning with the 16-inch game. And then the real fun begins. We will start at noon, have the color guard out there. We'll do the national anthem. We will have a scholarship award for a young lady that went to Cedar Rapids Prairie and now attends Kirkwood. We do a scholarship every year for a young lady for a fee for to help pay for their schooling.
Mm-hmm.
So we will give that award to her. Her name is Gabby Carter. As I mentioned, she's from Cedar Rapids Prairie. A nice young lady, and we look forward to having that. After that ceremony there, we will have the induction of the new Hall of Famers. And if you don't mind, I'd like to read the names.
Absolutely.
Of those
coming up. We'd love to put them out.
This year's inductees will include Mike Stickney, Steve Plotz, Al Racker, Dennis Roloff, and Ron Hunt Jr. We will also include a deceased member, which is Tom Mouse Corlin, a sponsored inductee this year, which will be Mark Horak, and automatics this year that when you get an automatic bid, if you go into the State Hall of Fame, you automatically get put into the Cedar Rapids Hall of Fame. And this year's automatic will be Rick McSweeney for 60-inch softball and Rick Hartzell for fast pitch.
A lot of familiar names there.
There's some big names.
Steve Plotz, one of my old neighbors, and played against him in the old 14-inch days when he was with Armstrongs. What a team that was. And
fantastic squad that was.
Steve is a great third baseman. And great class, Mike. I think what this weekend every year represents to me, and I spent a lot of time at Ellis Park over the years playing and watching, but when that 2008 flood came, that devastated the Hall of Fame building, and so many people over the last 8 years have helped rebuild it.
We've had a lot of people help rebuild it, donations to the Hall, and we've done, you know, they've done a great job of putting it back together. It is absolutely fantastic to walk through, so if you get a chance, come down to the park. It'll be open all day long over the weekend. Take a look inside. They've redone the plaques, the trophies, everything, and it looks fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
They've done a great job of putting it back, you know, restoring everything, so... We really look forward to having folks come
down
and take a look at that.
Do you accept, like, old pictures and stuff that people have?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we ask anybody that...
Yeah, bring them down.
Bring them down. Absolutely. Jerseys, trophies, plaques. I mean, newspaper clippings. All that stuff is about the Hall of Fame. We mm-hmm. like to get that stuff in there. So anybody that has that stuff, please bring it down to somebody. You'll find them in a red shirt down there. Come on down there. We'd love to put that in the Hall. That'd be great.
Yeah, and there's a lot of, it's not only 16-inch, but like Mark talked about, 14-inch, 12-inch, fast pitch, every variable.
It's Cedar Rapids Softball Hall of Fame. That's anything sports played in softball for Cedar Rapids, so anything's included. And this year, we actually are going to sponsor, we're going to recognize Solbergs. I don't know if you gentlemen are familiar with the Solbergs teams from Cedar Rapids. They play some great softball. They was majorly a 12-inch team and played some great ball, won a couple national championships. Some great young men were on those teams, and we're gonna honor those guys this weekend as well. And we will also have the ladies, young ladies, 14-inch U play exhibition softball.
Introducing
game.
The youth into the
absolutely
into the tournament. That's great.
We would like this. You know, there's going to be an award given for that, so we'd like them to play the game right after that, so they can see what they're vying for as well. So
awesome!
Great weekend for the family to come out there and see all kinds of softball and have some fun.
Saturday and then Sunday, if you survive Bruner's show. Right.
Out of retirement, by the way. How did you get Jeff out of retirement?
I'm going to have to say his dad pretty much did that.
Exactly.
One, right? Hall of Famer Roger Bruner.
Roger probably. Bruner.
Yeah, he does the nudge, and that's all she wrote for Jeff. He's got to do it. So it should be a lot of fun. Should be a lot of fun this weekend. Like I say, hope the rain stays away. We actually have a team coming from Chicago this year to join us. Our 18 tournament is really, really stacked. So, of course, with CJ's and Chuck's, you know, mm-hmm. last year's state champion, so it should be a lot of fun. Our stadium lounge team hoping to compete with everybody, but a stacked event, and it should be a lot of fun. So you can see 16-inch, you can see some young ladies play softball, see a fast pitch exhibition game, and see some great people get inducted this year. We're really, really looking forward to it.
Now, you're out of uniform these days, right?
I am just a coach now. I will not be Mr. Bosch and step out there and swing.
You are not coming out of retirement.
I am not coming out of retirement.
Ah, man. That hurts right there. That hurts. But I'm really interested in the exhibition fast pitch game because and we had Greg on a couple years ago.
Yes, that was a great show.
And it was a great show. I mean, we just took calls for an hour just reminiscing about the old fast pitch days when you'd get 5,000 people at Ellis Park to come watch.
I seen the pitchers, and when I actually moved to Iowa in 1978, my mother took me out to Ellis Park to watch Bausch and Roush play. And we saw those gentlemen, and we saw how packed those parks were. Yeah, it was really, really big back in those days. And we're still trying, you know, we're still trying to keep it alive with everything going on right now.
Some of my favorite memories, and anytime we have softball on the show, we get comments from listeners. Ryan, the food delivery guy, I tell Mike, Ryan from Buck says hi.
All right.
1895, lost a great umpire and supporter this year in slow pitch, Debbie. Sad loss.
Yes. Yeah. We had some members that we've lost over the past year, and we will actually be honoring them as well. We have a moment of silence and remember those that we've lost. So it should be a really, really great event this weekend.
I'll tell you what, having been out there before for the Hall of Fame Day, is you bump into so many old players, Cavanaugh will be out there.
Absolutely, he will. Absolutely, he will.
And Roger Bruner will be out there.
And everybody gets better, too.
Everybody gets better.
Yeah, we all get better.
There are always gentlemen that come back, and I'll throw a name out there, Max Elliott. He comes back every year, and he is absolutely a joy to sit and listen to. So if you come out to the park, ask somebody who he is and go up and introduce yourself, and you will hear some definite softball stories from this man. This guy has a lot of them, and he was a very, very, very good ball player, and he will probably take a cut. He does every year. He gets out there and takes a swing.
Probably he'll do well, too.
9 times out of 10, he gets a hit. Yes, sir.
Talk about your other officers who support you, vice president and so on.
Our vice president would be Scott Konecki. Our treasurer is Larry Pilcher. And Bear Stockfleet is also on the board there, and he's been around a long time. That young man has done a lot for us, and we got a really good crew that worked together for this, and we all work together. We meet before all our meetings to talk about things we need to go over, and we got a really good group that we work together with, trying to make sure we keep everything going forward.
Should give a shout out to Rick Sampson as well, who's kind of a curator for the softball Hall of Fame.
He does a lot. He keeps up the website and everything, and every media attention that we need. Rick Sampson is a definite joy to have with us as well. He's done a lot. Absolutely.
Yeah. And you have you mentioned some of the fundraisers as well. I know you got a big golf tournament you guys have every year.
They did the golf outing last week. I couldn't attend because I was out of town for work, but I heard it went off very, very well. So congratulations to those guys for that. Gary Wignall helping put that on. Gary Wignall and Rocky Woods, along with Mr. Bosch. And that went off fantastic. I've seen some pictures. So looks like they had a lot of fun. I really regretted missing that, but yeah, a lot of benefits for the Hall of Fame, absolutely.
Outline the weekend again for people.
Saturday, we will start at 10 o'clock in the morning. 60-minute softball will conclude at 5 o'clock, which will be followed by the men's fast pitch all-star game. While they're setting up, getting that game going and stuff like that, Mr. Bruner will be setting up, getting ready to play the guitar and have some fun for the fans after that. And then Sunday, we will start at 8:30 in the morning, and the 60-minute game will play until a little bit before noon, and we will get ready for the ceremonies and the girls, the young ladies award, and then the young ladies will play their game right after the inductions, and then the 16-inch championship game will follow that at approximately 3 p.m. and that'll be it. It'll be a lot of fun. A lot of friends and family should be coming out now because of the girls' game. So we're really trying to introduce Ellis Park back to their friends and family and stuff, and get everybody out there. So if you got nothing going on, come out and see some great softball, and there'll be plenty of food and drinks out there to be had. So come out and have some fun.
Maybe we need to have a bowling meeting out there Saturday night. Bruner's going to be there.
Probably could. Make sure he doesn't hurt himself. That's what I'm worried about. Because I believe the time he went out, the farewell appearance.
He was hurt.
I was too, and I missed him getting hurt. But yeah, it happens. It happens every once in a while. Is there a website, Mike, people can go check it out too?
I believe Cedar Rapids Softball Hall of Fame. I think you can find
CR Softball.
Yeah, CR Softball Hall of Fame.
So go check
the website on that. Absolutely. With more information on there.
All right. Check that out. And make sure you make your way to Ellis Park this weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun. Always good to see you, Mike.
Always my pleasure, gentlemen. Thanks for letting me come on, and hope to see everybody this weekend. If you guys get a chance, come on out. We'd love to see you guys out there as well.
You bet. We will take a break. We'll get you a Sports Center update coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to get to Caddy Smack as well, and we got a great show. We're going to have Stephen Iam joining us. That will be coming up in just a little bit. So stay tuned. More to come after this here on KGYM.
There are two kinds of hot. One is where a walk to the mailbox leaves you thirsty. But with Metro PCS, you get the other kind of hot, the good kind. Because now, when you switch to Metro PCS, you get a free Samsung Galaxy. That's a really hot deal. Visit a Metro PCS store to get your free Samsung Galaxy On 5 with a big 5-inch HD screen and get on the fast nationwide 4G LTE T-Mobile network. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out. Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included. Not valid for numbers currently on the T-Mobile network. See store for details, terms and conditions, and data management info.
Geico applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to Geico. To prove it, Geico will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with Geico by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats! The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Hear that? That's the sound of you creating your own destiny. While others are waiting in line for brunch, you're spending Saturday in the garage. Because you went to AdvanceAutoParts.com, ordered a platinum battery with a 3-year replacement warranty, and picked it up in-store just 30 minutes later. Now, installing a battery isn't an all-day job, but what the brunch crowd doesn't know won't hurt it. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. Visit AdvanceAutoParts.com to learn more.
Hey guys, ready to start your semester? Thought so. But don't worry, we've got you covered at JCPenney. Hurry in and find guys Levi's 511 Slim Fit Jeans for only $39.99. That's the lowest price you'll see all season. Or come in and get 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon on select items. Create a look that will make you stand out the whole semester. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon required. Valid 8/17 to 8/23. Levi's and some other exclusions apply. 20% off subject to credit approval. Check jcp.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Season refers to the time period from 8/10 to 9/5.
Back with you at 3:30 here on KGYM. We're going to get you a SportsCenter update. That'll be coming up here in just a moment or two. We're going to have Caddy Smack coming your way at the bottom of the hour as well. Don't forget, Brian Adams tickets can be had on the APC. All you need to do is listen to the show from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock all this weekend. They are going to be looking for lucky caller number 6. And if you are that particular caller, you are going to go to see Brian Adams coming up on September the 18th. That's Sunday, September the 18th. The SportsCenter update brought to you by Hunter's Ridge Golf Course in Marion. Take advantage of their Dew Sweeper special every Monday through Friday before 11 o'clock.
Play your next round of golf at Hunter's Ridge Golf Course. Take advantage of the Dew Sweeper special every Monday through Friday before 11 a.m. Need some practice? Nothing compares to Hunter's Ridge practice facility with a driving range, chipping green, and large putting green. Hunter's Ridge is a daily fee course just outside the city noise on the north edge of Marion. Make Hunter's Ridge Golf Course your place to play and practice. Come play where the pros play. Hunter's Ridge Golf Course in Marion.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. Seahawks tight end Jimmy Graham may not be ready to play when the regular season starts. Graham is coming back from a knee injury 9 months ago. He's been practicing since last week, but has been limited. Coach Pete Carroll says there's no timetable for his return. Giants kicker Josh Brown will be suspended for the first game of the new season for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy. He will miss the opener against the Giants. Baseball scoreboard today, two finals. The Blue Jays beat the Yankees 7-4 in New York. Jay Happ goes 7 1/3 for his 17th win of the season. The Rays shut out the Padres 2-0 to sweep that three-game series, outscoring San Diego 25-3. Elsewhere, 8th inning, the Cardinals lead the Astros 8-1. 2nd inning, the Rockies off to a 9-2 lead on the Nationals. In Rio today, the U.S. men's basketball team plays Argentina in the quarterfinals. The U.S. women's team plays a semifinal game tomorrow against France. Guard Sue Bird is day-to-day with a sprained right knee.
SportsCenter is brought to you by JCPenney. Get an extra 20% off select items with your JCPenney credit card and coupon, or 15% off with any other form of payment. It's a brand and a deal you won't find anywhere else. That's getting your pennies worth.
It's Caddy Smack on the Gym Class, talking local and national golf from the first tee to the 19th hole. Here are Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, and Rick Swann.
All three, the trio, back together for the final edition of Caddy Smack for 2016. Where did the summer go? Good gosh.
Can't believe it. Just turned around and it's gone.
But we're still going to play golf. We encourage you.
We're coming up on the best time of year to play golf, guys.
Fall golf.
I love fall golf.
That's the best.
The leaves, we can deal with the leaves.
We can deal with the leaves. Just don't hit them in the leaves.
Easy for you to say.
I play no penalty stroke if I lose in the leaves.
Well, and that's true. That's the way it should
be. No matter where it goes.
No. If you hit it into the...
It's in the leaves.
It's in the leaves.
There are no leaves in the water, Rick.
There's a leaf.
We got a great show. We're going to talk about the Olympics coming up. We'll just wrap up things as far as golf is concerned here in Eastern Iowa. We're going to talk to Steve and I'm coming up here in just a moment. I want to thank our great sponsors all through the year, helping to bring you Caddy Smack here at KGYM. They include St. Andrews Golf Course. By the way, they were the host for the Cedar Rapids Hall of Fame, Softball Hall of Fame outing last weekend, I do believe. And St. Andrews, thanks to everybody out there on the northeast side of Cedar Rapids, Mike and Kevin and Todd and everybody out there helping us out with that. Hunter's Ridge Golf Course, as you heard, going into the bottom of the hour Sports Center over in Marion. Thank you. Big thanks to the Amana Colonies Golf Course as well over in Amana. And thanks as well to Brian Haas and everybody at Blue Top Ridge at Riverside, the casino and golf resort down in that area. And Brian is getting ready for the Iowa Open and has an outing today, so not able to be with us. But we thank Brian. A lot of people had great feedback to us. Brian said he heard from a lot of great people. The Iowa PGA did. So I think a very good year at Caddy Smack.
Sure. Yeah.
Good stuff. And we're going to continue that and bring in Steve and I, the former Hawkeye golfer, and took part in the John Deere Classic last weekend, the start, stop, and go edition of the John Deere, John Deere Classic over at Silvis, Illinois. And he joins us here on the program again. Steven, how you doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. We understand you're getting ready for the Iowa Open coming up later on this week.
Yep. Just got to Des Moines last night and did a little practicing down here today and then got the official practice round tomorrow, but should be a good event.
Steven, let's look back at the John Deere Classic. And first of all, you get through Monday qualifying, and that may be as difficult as making the cut. I don't know, but you tell us.
Sorry, what was that again?
talk about the Monday qualifying for the John Deere, because that's not easy.
Yeah, no. I mean, Monday qualifiers are kind of a lethal route to run. I mean, on any tour, you know, it's usually a couple hundred guys trying to get, you know, four, five, maybe six spots. So it's always tough competition. You usually got to shoot about, you know, 65 to 64. I was actually pretty surprised that 67 got out of this last Monday at Pinnacle, but it wasn't playing too easy.
And then got into the John Deere Classic, and I guess tell us about your 2 days. How many times did you get caught in the rain delay situation?
Well, I got Thursday. I think I got the first 8 holes in, and then after I looked up on 17, I knew we were done at that point. The sky was just black. I mean, there was no chance. And I mean, as we were actually walking to the 18th tee, the rules official looked at us and said, "Just go to the clubhouse." So we got 8 holes in there, and then we waited for I don't know, maybe 3.5 hours, and then finished up our rounds Thursday. But Friday we didn't get to play a single hole, so that was kind of tough, but we got in some good practice that afternoon and was able to kind of still stay in the groove.
How do you stay mentally tough, Steven? I mean, that's a long break.
Nature, you know, it doesn't always cooperate, so you know, you just got to be prepared when it's your time to go. And I mean, I only had the one stop and go. I know Brian Bullington also played. He had a really tough go of it. I mean, he got to play, I don't know, maybe 7 holes on Thursday and then had to finish his round. He didn't know when he would start on Friday, and then he had to play 3 holes Saturday morning. So that's a really chopped up round there. At least I got a full round in on Saturday and didn't have to, you know, stop in the middle of a shot or be thinking about something all night other than the first tee.
Where does your career stand right now, Steven? I know you've been on the Latino American Tour and whatnot, but what kinds of I know you're going to play in the Iowa Open, but in terms of any other tours and events, what's coming up?
Right now, it's just kind of preparing for Q school and doing whatever is going to get me in the best playing condition for the first week of October, which right now, I'm probably, I'll play the Iowa Open this week, and I might run down to Latin America for a couple more Monday qualifiers this fall before Q school. But right now, that's the main goal, and, getting status on the web.com is obviously the goal of the fall.
Yeah, and we talked to Brian Bullington as well, and he said that, of course, you got the big, right now they're on that hiatus, if you will, from that tour, and they're going to start up in the fall again. So it's kind of interesting how that works.
Yeah, it's really interesting how, they do 8 weeks in the spring, and then they ended up with, maybe 10 weeks in the fall. But I actually kind of liked it that way because it left the summers for me to kind of do what I want. You can play some web.com Mondays. You can play a couple PGA Tour Mondays. Maybe get a few starts that way. Or you can just play your state opens. It's always fun coming back to the Midwest and playing, the Waterloo Open and some other events like that.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to ask you, with all this travel, where do you call home these days?
The backseat of my car, maybe, yeah. More than anything.
That's what it sounds like.
It's pretty much, no matter when you look at my car, there's always a few pairs of pants and a couple of shirts hanging in the back seat, and usually the golf clubs are sitting in the trunk. So, just kind of driving all over the place. I guess home would be Piazza still for now, but, when winter comes, obviously I head south and continue to put in some good work down there.
I understand your sister, Amy, a terrific player in her own right, was your caddy at the John Deere and maybe elsewhere. Brother, sister, they don't always get along, did you?
Yeah, we're pretty fortunate. We get along pretty well. And, we actually play a very similar style golf game, which, was it was fun to have her on the bag and, it was cool for her to get to, really experience the PGA Tour event from inside the ropes and, see how the guys do it. And, she's out in California this week, I think playing a Symetra Tour event out there maybe or some kind of state open, and then she has Q school for LPGA the following week. So, she's still in Palm Springs where it's 105 to 120 every day and putting her work out there.
It's a dry heat, though.
yeah, dry heat. We had talked to her yesterday. She's like, I'm literally dying. I don't know how these people do it.
Now, she's trying that route just like you are. You guys kind of helping each other, obviously, with the, you've been through it before she got into it. You've been giving her pointers, et cetera?
It's still golf in the end. Any kind of advice towards that is always good from me. And, it's just good to see her get in some experience, before she's had, three or four pro starts this summer already, and she's played pretty well in them. She's had some good success, so it's fun to see her kind of playing pro events and realizing her game is almost right where it needs to be. She maybe needs to refine just a few things, and she knows she can hit it out there with some of the longest on the LPGA, so that's obviously a great asset to have. So as long as she can, refine her wedge game and her putting game, which is what she did so well this spring, which is why she had such great success, I think she'll be in great shape.
Well, the Iowa Open this week, Lake Panorama, you've been on that course before. How does your game fit this course?
It fits it pretty well. It's a familiar grass for me. I think it's one of the few courses with bluegrass fairways, which is what my home course, Thunder Hills, is. Mm-hmm. So it's a little different for people who come from Florida to play out of and stuff. It's almost like out first cut, you catch some hot nine irons from 150 yards and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But the greens are usually rolling pretty good this week. So at the end of the day, it really just comes down to a putting contest. I think everybody's going to be hitting it pretty good this week if you can just roll in a few of those long putts on a day when you're maybe not hitting it the greatest. You can obviously take it pretty well out there.
Well, take it easy on Mr. Haas out there.
No promises there. I'm going to give it to him.
Well, lots of good things going on, Stephen. We do appreciate taking time to talk with us today, and best of luck at Lake Panorama coming up this weekend, and best of luck at Q School and beyond.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Thank you. Stephen Iam joining us here at 3:44, coming up on 3:44 here on this edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. And yeah, a lot of the best pros in Iowa and around the Midwest are going to be at Lake Panorama. Mm. Brian Hoff's going to be there.
Yeah.
Our resident Caddy Smack pro, and he will be down there and playing good golf.
Wish him well.
Yeah, he's playing good golf here as of late. Speaking of golf, a lot to talk about. We can wrap up the Olympics. We got the FedEx Cup starting next weekend.
Right.
That's going to be up at a great course. The Barclays is going to be on one of the top courses in the country, as that's going to be at Bethpage Black. Coming up.
Always fun to watch that.
Yeah. So,
what about the Olympics? Did you watch much of that? The golf, the Olympics?
As much as I could.
Last week, yeah, I did too. And I thought I was pleasantly surprised with it all. And they couldn't have written a better ending.
No.
For that tournament.
No, no. Now, we'll get to that. We're going to talk about it after this break. And as we go to break, we're going to give you an opportunity to win a Dr. Pepper prize pack right now. We're going to take caller number 5 at 319-366-1600. If you've been a winner over the last 30 days, please do not call in. Otherwise, you're eligible. A terrific Dr. Pepper prize pack with a 12-pack of Dr. Pepper. That's regular Dr. Pepper. 12-pack of Diet Dr. Pepper going out as well. Some Dr. Pepper swag and some KGYM swag, including a pint glass, one of our famous pint glasses, going out to a winner out there. So caller number 5 at 319-366-1600. You are going to pick that up. We'll come back, talk some golf. We'll do it after this. KGYM.
Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club and pay no green fees. Shotgun tee off is at 1. The cost is just $30. Individual and team play will be chosen randomly. And since there are no green fees, all the cash goes to prizes, meaning you get 100% of your money back. No green fees. No more excuses. Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club. Sign up in the clubhouse before 12:30 or call that morning, 393-9915.
Hear that? That's the sound of freedom. A sound you'll hear a lot more when you work for PMX Industries. They're based in Cedar Rapids and have full-time positions available right now. When you work for PMX, you'll be working 3 and 4 day work weeks, which means more freedom to do what you like, more freedom to watch the game, more freedom to play and do what makes you happy. See how easy it is to take back your work week and still work full-time at PMX Industries. Learn more at ipmx.com.
Hey, football fans. The new season is gearing up, and I'm On wants to make sure you never miss a play. Whether you're at home or on the go, you can stream all the game action on your mobile device in real time with I'm On Communications TV everywhere. Catch every play and rewatch your favorite moments no matter where you go. The best part, TV Everywhere is free for I'm On Cable TV subscribers. Experience the local difference and find great deals at imon.net/football.
You know, when it comes to baseball, staying alert on the base paths can help turn a hit into a winning run.
And when it comes to business travel, a Ready For You alert from La Quinta Inns and Suites can help you score a win on the road.
Just choose your time of arrival when you book at LQ.com.
Then get a Ready For You alert the second your room is ready.
Because at La Quinta, winners don't wait for rooms, rooms wait for winners.
Book your next stay at LQ.com and know exactly when to check in.
Then enjoy sliding headfirst into a pillow top bed sooner than you think.
For faster check-in, book now at LQ.com.
Eastern Iowa Sports is their domain. Back to the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on KGYM.
Back with you at 3:47 here on Caddy Smack on the Gym Class and KGYM. Tomorrow, Mark, you are gone. Alex is going to be stepping in. It's the first time Alex and I have been sharing the microphone.
Really? So,
yeah. I'm looking forward to that. Going to be fun. Not that I'm, you know, we'll miss you.
Oh, I understand, Scott.
But it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun with Alex. And we're going to talk some with John Cranton tomorrow. Plus, we're going to talk some high school football coming up tomorrow. We're going to get into that as actually some teams are going to be starting their season coming up this week in 8-man, believe it or not.
First game is Thursday night and then into Friday as well. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so it is here. And, of course, our first game on KGYM coming up a week from this Thursday night. It'll be Kennedy hosting Muscatine, and that will be out at Kingston Stadium. Really looking forward to that one. The week one Friday night games, We will have Cedar Rapids, Washington at Cedar Rapids Prairie on 1600 AM and 107.5 and 106.3 FM. That will be Linmar at Iowa City High coming up for opening night. And then after the game, please write this down. Tune in. Our own KGYM scoreboard show will be coming your way after the game through 11 o'clock. All the top 10 scores, scores from around Eastern Iowa. We'll give you some scores around the state as well. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be a big big fall. There's no question. Rick, you talked about the Olympics, and and after you did, I started to think to myself, what do they really expect out of it, and what was delivered? What do you think?
Well, I really enjoyed it. The course itself was beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked like it had been there forever, and they just built it. My takeaway was it came down to that final two, really, of Stenson and Rose, and they put on quite a show that last day.
Great, great drama.
And all the time I was thinking, boy, the ones who passed this up, they, you know, I wonder if they're really regretting that now. Because as I think it was Johnny Miller who said that eventually this is going to be looked at as another major win. And it certainly, I think, will be, you know, if it's played every 4 years. I mean, it was just thoroughly enjoyable.
Yeah, I think almost to a player from what I heard during the Olympics before and even after is that the surroundings of the Olympics, not just the golf, but mixing with other members of their teams, going to different events.
Yeah.
And I think Ricky Fowler kind of poked at Jordan Spieth that,
a little bit.
Man, you're missing something here.
Yeah.
And perhaps they were.
Well, and I think a lot of it had to do with two things. Number one, don't sell anyone short that they're thinking about what's coming up in the future. They're thinking of the FedEx Cup. They're thinking of instant money out there. Now, they were also thinking about the health concerns, in air quotes.
But what are they thinking when Matt Kuchar shoots 63 in the final round and gets a medal?
Yeah.
The happiest third-place guy in the world.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's what made it so interesting to me, and we talked about it on Monday, that it was just, it was such a different vibe. Everybody was trying to compare it to another tournament. They were trying to compare it to a major. It's not a major.
Don't think you can.
You can't. They were trying to compare it to a Ryder Cup, and I told Mark, I said, the only real Ryder Cup comparison would be if it came down to the last match, and whoever won that was going to get the Ryder Cup for their country, and that's kind of the way it was a little bit more, because it came down to just two people for the last back nine, the last nine holes. It was either going to be Rose or it was going to be Stenson to win the gold medal.
Well, if they were going to script it, I mean, you had Justin Rose getting an ace on day one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he needed both of those shots, by the way, when it got down to the end, because he won by, what, two?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and then those two battling it out the way they did on a Sunday, that couldn't have gone any better for golf and the Olympics.
Now, the other 50 guys in there were just basically playing on Sunday.
Yeah, but the interesting part about that was, how many of those guys...
Should they flight it?
No, no, but there was another... one of the commentators said, fourth is as good as 60th. So are you going to be taking as many chances as you can on Sunday? Yeah, they're going to go for it now, you know, at that point. So that made it interesting to watch them, too.
But there were so many different federations that have cropped up since it was announced the Olympics are going to return. And there was a feature on some Bangladesh golfer and how much that will help their program just by him being in the Olympics. And the fact that Olympics are going to be around 4 years from now, federations across the world are going to throw money at golf.
Yeah. What do you think? 319-366-1600. If you want to comment, Caddy Smack on the Gym Class coming your way right here in KGYM here. For the next 6-7 minutes or so, we can talk about the Olympics. Did you like it? Would you like to see it continue? It is going to be in Tokyo in 2020. Not exactly sure of the dates. That's going to play a big factor. Now, it's not always in the first couple weeks of August, the Summer Olympics. It's around there. It varies July to September, whatever the case may be. Probably September would be much better for golf.
For the PGA, yeah.
Exactly, for the PGA. Then they can move things around a little bit. I'm not sure in the dates. Are you going to look that up for Tokyo?
I am, yes.
If they have the dates already for the 2020 Olympics. They got to decide if it's going to go beyond that.
Yeah,
and the International Olympic Committee will
be
the ones.
It's off to a good start.
it is off to a good start. Justin Rose really showed a lot of emotion with that.
And he did.
I think it was very good. And Matt Kuchar had a lot of good things to say. I thought he was really classy after he won the bronze medal and he had that thing sewed up.
Tokyo Olympics in 2020 begins Friday, July 24th.
Ooh, that's going to be worse.
And ends Sunday, August 9th.
Yeah, that's going to be tough.
So what's going to happen in 2020? You're going to go from the British Open right to the Olympics and then right to the PGA Championship,
well,
basically.
They got 4 years to figure it out,
yeah,
right, Rick?
Yeah. They can. Yeah. Yeah, I think they will.
Raise your hand if you want team competition.
Yes, I think you should.
You mean both?
Individual both. My idea was to have the both. Top eight countries in the world send four golfers each,
right?
And low four gets gold.
Oh, I see.
Silver and bronze.
I like that idea.
I think it's a good idea. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Still invite those other countries, but right. Also have a team aspect to it too.
The other thing that really shocked me was the fact that he said there are only a handful of golf courses in Brazil.
Yeah.
That this course is going to be, I mean, there are less than 10.
Wow.
And this course is going to be, it will remain, it will become a public course, one of the, if not the best one in Brazil. It's a country that doesn't play golf a whole lot. Volleyball is big, soccer is big, of course. The other bit, do you know the other big three?
Well, it sounds like it hasn't been readily available either.
So no, it hasn't.
It is.
But the third sport is auto racing.
Auto racing.
Yeah.
Auto racing is huge in Brazil. Huge down there. So those are the three big sports down there. That's why they have those big raucous crowds and beach volleyball and indoor volleyball going on in the Olympic Games.
As far as the PGA Tour goes, the Wyndham is this week, and it's not the strongest of fields, but you've got a ton of guys trying to get into the FedEx Cup. Try to be in that low 125.
Trying to keep their card.
Yeah. Zach Johnson at 49 does not need to play this tournament and is not. So okay. He'll be ready for the FedEx Cup.
Mm-hmm. Now, in the past, and good segue to Zach right there, he has not won yet. And this would break a string if he does not
this
win.
This year, yeah.
Which he's got going on right now. Has not played poorly, I don't think.
No.
But just hasn't played well enough to win so far. And who knows? Maybe he'll come out. He's won the BMW before. As far as the FedEx Cup. Mm-hmm. Right now, he needs to do well in the first couple of outings in the FedEx Cup to get to the Tour Championship. He's not in there as he's been in the last couple years.
Well, and also secure a Ryder Cup position. He's sixth right now, and there's eight automatics. And wouldn't you guys say he'd be in?
I would think so,
top eight? Yeah.
I would think.
But
he shines in that kind of competition.
Absolutely.
And it's in our backyard.
Mm-hmm.
It's up at Hazeltine in outside Minneapolis. And I think he'd be a perfect fit. I think he's going to make it anyway.
Yeah, and it's not like he's had a bad year.
No.
By any stretch. But he just hasn't won yet.
No.
So.
And it may be in the offing. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Yep.
Wyndham is this week, and then they cut to the low 125. If you don't have your, if you're not in the 125, you got to go back to Q school. You got to start it all over again. And that's not a good proposition with guys that are getting better and younger, et cetera, coming up. It's just not as easy.
There's a lot of good players outside the top 125.
Yes, there are.
My goodness.
And they will start things off at Bethpage Black with the Barclays. So that's going to be an amazing field and an amazing tournament up there. Then they go to Boston and then the BMW and then finally to Atlanta for the Tour Championship.
Right.
And then that's all she wrote.
It's always fun.
And then that.
Then Ryder Cup action.
Yep.
Get ready for that.
For the Ryder Cup coming up in September.
Yeah, the season's wrapping up.
Up in Minneapolis.
Let's play some fall golf, guys.
Oh, heck. Huh? Heck yeah.
Got to do that. Got to do
that. It's the
best. Rick, thanks. Appreciate it. It was fun year at Caddy Smack.
Absolutely.
It was a great year at Caddy Smack. And we're going to hopefully do it again next year. Thanks to Brian. For being here and helping us out, answering your questions out there.
I think he enjoyed that.
You know, I'm, yeah,
fielding calls and taking your questions. So
absolutely, and thanks to our sponsors, Blue Top Ridge, St. Andrews, also Hunter's Ridge, and then the Amana Colonies Golf Course as well. Couldn't do it without you, good folks out there, and we do appreciate it. Starting next Wednesday, Chris Liss will be in this particular segment, and that's brought to you our fantasy football updates and help brought to you by Amon Communications, helping us out with not only Chris Liss and Tristan Cockcroft, but also the APC. Fantasy Football League that they're putting together as we speak right now. And they'll be coming up next from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. We'll talk to you tomorrow on KGYM.
There are two kinds of hot. One is where a walk to the mailbox leaves you thirsty. But with Metro PCS, you get the other kind of hot, the good kind. Because now, when you switch to Metro PCS, you switch to Metro PCS.